Now let's talk about how you came to be homesteaders. Now that would have been the territory of Alaska, must have had some type of program.
We got sent far back to Alaska, and after we'd been here a while, and we reckoned, and we was walking up and down Cushman, and we was just looking how the people looked and how and what they was doing. And we met one Indian fella, Jew, and he said to us, "Why don't we homestead and get you some of this land that you can be recognized like the rest of the people?" He said to us, me and my brother was here together, that it's no discrimination at all, here at all. Said if you was back in stateside, said we were discriminated against, and said I know y'all is too. But now you got a chance. You can be what you want to be right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And he began to tell us about the homestead land, that everybody had a chance to homestead. Some was 8 acres, and some was 160 acres, and on, and what it meant to us that we didn't get developed, that we could be Mr. So-and-so, like the people in stateside being Mr. And if I were y'all, I'd homestead. Said I'd homestead here and get a start. He said I wouldn't care if you were like me. He said I wouldn't care if they stop homesteading. I just keep on working my land and just keep on staying here. And I thought about it, because I said, my home is where I can make my living at. And I know in Stockton, California, I'd got in debt, so much debt, until I didn't know what to do. I couldn't pay my wholesale man. People had my stuff out on credit and couldn't pay me. And I had a friend that came up. He said to me, he says, if I was you, I'd leave this place and go to Fairbanks, Alaska. So you can make enough money up there 2.5 months or 2 months to pay for all of your food you let out and fill your ship up and yet have money in your pocket.